Əziz müəllimlər, əziz tələbələrimiz, Radio UNEK-də yenidən sizi salamlayırıq. Bugün bizim Radio UNEK-in çox maraqlı qonaqları ilə sizinlə bir yerdəyik. Leicester Universitetinin professor müəllim heyəti, onun rəhbər heyəti İqtisad Universitetinin qonağıdırlar və bu görüş zamanı İqtisad Universitetinə səfərləri zamanı hər iki universitet arasında müəyyən danışıqlar aparıldı və müzakirələr edildi, müəyyən qərarların qəbul edilməsi nəzərdə tutulub və bugün bizim radiomuzun qonağı Leicester Universitetinin prezidenti professor Paul Boyle-dir. Biz qonağımızla eyni zamanda bizim Beynəlxalq Əlaqələr Departamentinin direktoru Anar Kazımov ilə bu qarşılıqlı əməkdaşlıq haqqında müzakirələr aparacaq, suallarımızı cavablandıracaq. Hörmətli professor, sizi İqtisad Universitetində salamlayırıq. Biraz əvvəl siz İqtisad Universitetinə bir səfər təşkil etdiniz. İlk sualım belə olmaq, ilk belə sual vermək istəyərdim. Zəhmət olmasa, Leicester Universiteti barədə qısa bizə məlumat verərdiniz.
Well, first of all, I would like to say how pleased we are to come and visit your university. We've been hugely impressed in the short time that I've had, and it is indeed my first visit to the country, and I hope that I'll be back again soon. I, of course, represent the University of Leicester. We're a proud institution. We're about to celebrate our 100th year. We were established just after the Second World War. We have many students, around 30,000 students, which cover a wide range of different disciplines, including, of course, the disciplines that this university is very famous for. One of the things I'm particularly interested in is that the University of Leicester would like to establish itself more in this region, and we'd like to do that in partnership with the very strongest universities. And hence, that's the reason I'm here today. And I've been very impressed, not only with the facilities that I've seen, the staff that I've been introduced to, who've been very knowledgeable and interesting, but of course the rector as well, who I think has a very clear vision for this university. I know it's early days, but I hope really quite quickly we might be able to develop something very exciting and innovative here.
Təşəkkür edirəm. Belə bir sual vermək istəyərdik hörmətli professorunuza. İqtisad Universitetində oldunuz və İqtisad Universiteti ilə bağlı müəyyən tanışlığınız oldu. Ümumiyyətlə, İqtisad Universitetini necə tanıdınız, necə gördünüz? Yəni, bizim universitet haqqında da bir məlumatınızı almaq istəyərdik.
As I say, I've come to this region of the world for the first time today, and this is the first university that I've visited, and there's a good reason for that. We've been very, very impressed with the work that goes on here, and we think that the work overlaps neatly with a lot of the work that we're very strong in at our university. We've received a lot of information about UNEC. We're very sure that this is a university with strong support from the government. It's also, as I've seen, a university that's putting in place a number of innovative programs. We're very keen to do the same, but we'd like to do something more ambitious. We really would like to do something that is a deep partnership between the two universities, a lasting partnership, and one that would allow us to build on the skills of both institutions to create something really quite novel that would attract many more of the excellent students that already attend this university.
Siz biraz əvvəl İqtisad Universitetinin rektoru professor Ədalət Muradovla da görüşdünüz. Biz universitet haqqında Ədalət müəllim də kifayət qədər sizə məlumat verdi. Biz əlavələr etmək istəməzdim. Siz rektorla görüşəndə ümumiyyətlə universitetlə gələcək əməkdaşlığınızı necə düşünürsünüz? Hansı əlaqələrin, hansı müzakirələr aparıldı, hansı qərarların qəbul olunacağı gözlənilir? Which decisions, real decisions,
you can mention here? That well, we will now begin a discussion between our two universities. One of the things that the University of Leicester is just doing and will be launching literally in the next few days is our new campus in China. And we're doing this in partnership with one of the very strongest universities in China. It gives us an opportunity for the University of Leicester to recruit students in partnership with another institution in China, but it allows us to be not just having flows of students between the two universities, but we have an actual physical presence in China. This is something I'm interested in this region. if the University of Leicester was able to come and, in partnership with UNEC, establish a program that would attract students both from this country but also from overseas, I think such an arrangement would be very powerful. So we'll need to talk about different possibilities, the potential for franchising degrees here, and so on. There's a lot of detailed negotiation to be done, but I get a strong sense that there's a really good willingness on this side.
Bir daha teşekkür ederim. Anar Mənnu, vəzir sualım sizədir. Anar Mənnu, İqtisad Universitetinin bu dünya səviyyəli universitetlər sırasında olmaq iddiası var və biraz əvvəldə Ədadi mənim dediyim kimi bu haqda kifayət qədər məlumat verdi. Təbii ki, İqtisad Universiteti üçün beynəlxalq əlaqələr prioritet təşkil edir. İqtisad Universitetlərlə bu sahədə əlaqələrimiz, əməkdaşlığımız mövcuddur. Universitet olaraq Leicester Universiteti ilə əməkdaşlığı siz, yəni universitet necə görür?
How the our UNEC sees the cooperation with the university. So this is the question to me. Okay. As far as you know, we have newly established the cooperation with University of Leicester, but through the management, through the marketing system, we have already met with their delegates here several times, and it's a pleasure for us to host Professor Boyle here in our university. We are very sure that after his visit, a lot of new innovative things, not only regarding Azerbaijan, but also full region, impacting the full region, will achieved. As Mr. President has already noticed, we have got the agreement, and we have discussed and agreed on different terms of our cooperation. Some of them are very and very ambitious, and some of them have got the innovative character, and as I said, they have got the new character that will also affect the total education system in Azerbaijan. And the professor's visit, of course, will facilitate to all these possibilities. But in fact, we have got also cooperation within the Erasmus Plus program. Our three students now study in University of Leicester. This is a good step, and this is a good. So we have got already the experience in exchange of students, and we have agreed also the attracting the professors from University of Leicester in the educational system. As in Leicester University, they have got the continuing professional development department, and through this department we are going to also cooperate with and attract the professors to our training courses. So we have got a high belief on the future perspective of a university in regards to franchising and physical presence of the University of Leicester in Azerbaijan, and we believe that this will not only be the first step in Azerbaijan, but will also serve to all the development of the region.
Təşəkkür edirəm. Hesab edirəm ki, bu əməkdaşlıq İqtisad Universitetinin beynəlxalq əlaqələrinin daha da inkişaf etməsinə və ümumilikdə universitetin inkişafına, tədrisin keyfiyyətinin daha da artırılmasına xidmət edəcək. Hörmətli professorumuzu bir daha təşəkkür edirəm ki, baxmayaraq ki, vaxtı azdır, bizim radiomuzun qonağı olduğu bizim üçün çox maraqlıdır və bir şərəfdir və növbəti bu sizin qeyd etdiyiniz əməkdaşlıq çərçivəsində gələcəkdə də sizinlə görüşmək və bizim radiomuza görüşməyi ümid edirəm. Bir daha təşəkkür edirəm. Çox sağ olun. Bizə vaxt ayırdınız.
Thank you for sharing time.
Thank you very much indeed, and I'll just say before I finish, we are very excited about this potential. We really want to help this university do something transformative, something that will really change higher education in this country. And we also want the University of Leicester to be involved here so that soon the University of Leicester's name will be as famous as its football team currently is. Thank you very much.
Sağ olun. Əziz tələbələr, hörmətli müəllimlərimiz, bir daha qeyd edim ki, Leicester Universitetinin nümayəndə heyəti Professor Paul Boyle və onun rəhbərlik etdiyi nümayəndə heyəti İqtisad Universitetinin qonağıdır. Bu universitet barədə bir daha sizə ətraflı məlumat verəcəyik və efirimizi izləməyi unutmayın. Sağ olun, sağlıqla qalın.